Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, July 29th, 2011. It's Friday and Congress hasn't acted. A few, let's call them the Hobbit fringe in Congress, still deny that August 2nd is a meaningful deadline. But considering the frenzy with which the House has been spinning its wheels this week, it seems likely that most members take the deadline seriously. Congress does, in fact, have the parliamentary tools necessary to act quickly when it wants to, even though its pace is usually glacial. Remember last April, when weeks of squabbling ahead of a supposed shutdown of the federal government ended suddenly with a late-night agreement? And there's also the matter of that other deadline, August 5th. That's the day Congress is supposed to begin its summer recess, and Congress never misses its summer recess. The equity markets have been nervous all week about the debt ceiling. Bond markets, on the other hand, seem to be taking things in stride. An actual default might shake things up for the bond markets, but for the moment anyway, it's business as usual. The Commerce Department reported this week that U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a meager 1.3% annualized rate during the second quarter of 2011, which was a little less than expected. Worse than that, Commerce also revised downward the annualized rate during their first quarter. It was previously thought to be 1.9%, but instead, it was only 0.4%. Also, the number crunchers at the Bureau of Economic Analysis said that the U.S. economy shrank 5.1% from the end of 2007 to June 2009. That's one percentage point worse than previous estimates. So it looks like that the Great Recession nickname is justified after all. Was there any better news about the economy this week? Kay Schiller reported that home prices, for the most part, didn't go down in May. As far as the housing market is concerned, not going down is good news these days. Pending home sales are up for the second month in a row, according to the National Association of Realtors, which took it as a sign of better times ahead for the housing market. Not everyone's as optimistic as the realtors, but then again, it's good news when things don't go down in housing. Except for foreclosures. Going down would be good in that case. Foreclosures went down during the first half of this year compared to the last half of 2010, according to Realty Track this week. But that actually sounds better than it is, since the foreclosure tracking service believes that the main reason is that the system for dealing with foreclosures, especially in the judicial states, is too clogged to handle anymore right now. Next week, I can only hope that I have to say that the debt ceiling was raised in an exciting last-minute finish that prevented default. But, of course, the story will be more complicated than that, since the judgment of the rating agencies is yet to come. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening. Be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.